Welcome to the latest climate podcast. Here are today's top climate news stories. President Joe Biden has enacted a law banning the import of Russian enriched uranium into the United States, marking a significant move in response to Russia's actions in Ukraine. The law, which will take effect in about 90 days, aims to diminish U.S. dependency on Russian nuclear fuel, which currently accounts for roughly 24% of the uranium used in American nuclear power plants. This legislation not only disrupts the supply chain from Russia, the world's leading supplier of enriched uranium, but also bolsters the U.S. uranium industry with approximately $2.7 billion in funding to enhance domestic production capabilities. Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, highlighted that this law aligns with the broader goals of strengthening national energy security and reducing reliance on Russian resources. Additionally, it supports international commitments with allies like Canada, France, Japan, and the United Kingdom to invest in expanding uranium enrichment. While the law allows for potential waivers from the Department of Energy to address supply concerns, it sets a clear path towards greater energy independence and economic security.
In the United States, new regulations have been introduced to enhance the expansion of renewable energy and meet the increasing electricity demands. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has enacted two significant rules. The first rule mandates that electricity producers and transmitters consider supply and demand projections over a minimum of 20 years. The second rule focuses on improving permitting processes for essential projects, particularly in areas with insufficient transmission capacity. These changes aim to strengthen the resilience of the U.S. power grid against climate change-induced extreme weather by incorporating long-term impacts and cost considerations into planning. Rob Gramlich, president of Grid Strategies, highlighted that the rule for long-term planning is a major step by the federal government to advance transmission infrastructure. However, this rule faced opposition from the commission's lone Republican member, who argued that it could be unfair to consumers and might exceed government authority.
At the Italian Open, an exciting tennis event was briefly interrupted when climate protesters halted two matches, including American player Madison Keys' victory over Sorana Cîrstea. The protesters, donning orange vests and scattering confetti, made a bold statement, with some even cementing their feet to the stands. Despite the disruption, Keys kept her cool, joking about her initial reaction to tackle the intruders before being advised to stay put by the umpire. The situation was quickly managed by security, and after about an hour's delay, Keys triumphed in her match, setting up a quarterfinal clash with top seed Iga Swiatek. In other matches, Aryna Sabalenka staged a thrilling comeback to win her match, while Victoria Azarenka and Danielle Collins also secured wins. The tournament saw high spirits and intense competitions, with players like Naomi Osaka and Zheng Qinwen battling it out on the courts.
President Joe Biden of the United States is set to announce substantial new tariffs on a range of Chinese products, including electric vehicles, EVs, semiconductors, and metals. The most notable increase will see tariffs on Chinese EVs skyrocket to 100% from the current 25%. This move aims to protect U.S. manufacturers and jobs from being undercut by lower-priced Chinese imports. Despite the fact that Chinese EVs currently hold a small share of the U.S. market, their exports have surged by 50% in the last 2 years. The price of these vehicles is significantly lower than American-made ones, with models like the new Seagull by BYD, the world's largest EV manufacturer, offering high quality at a fraction of the cost. The tariff hike is expected to relieve some pressure on American automakers and the United Auto Workers, a union which recently endorsed Biden's re-election campaign. Biden has assured that the shift towards EV technology will not forsake American workers, emphasizing rehiring in the same communities at comparable wages.
The United States Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, a key player in climate policy, has taken a significant step by requiring grid operators to plan 20 years ahead, considering the shift towards renewable energy sources like wind and solar. This decision will influence how renewable energy is integrated from the design stage right into the nation's electric grids, impacting homes and businesses across the country. The changes, approved on Monday, also account for the increasing number of states adopting policies that favor these cleaner energy sources. Additionally, the new planning strategy includes considerations for the risks that extreme weather poses to energy reliability. This forward-thinking approach by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission marks a crucial development in managing the nation's energy resources more sustainably and efficiently, ensuring a brighter, more resilient future.
A recent report involving several environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and the Rainforest Action Network, reveals that major global banks continue to invest heavily in the fossil fuel sector. Last year alone, these banks provided over $700 billion to the industry. Despite a slight decrease in funding since 2021, the pace of reduction is still not fast enough for environmental advocates who have been pushing for a shift toward clean energy. The report identifies JPMorgan Chase as the top financier of fossil fuels for the third year in a row, with recent increases in their investments. Other notable banks include Tokyo-based Mizuho Financial Group and Bank of America, which also continue to support fossil fuel projects significantly. The report has sparked some critique regarding its methodology, particularly in how loans are categorized and counted. Nevertheless, advocacy groups remain committed to pressuring these financial institutions to reduce their fossil fuel financing, planning protests and campaigns to encourage a faster transition to sustainable energy practices.
The rapid rise of affordable electric vehicles, EVs, from China, particularly the Seagull by BYD, is challenging the American auto industry, much like Japanese automakers did in the 1970s. Priced around $12,000 in China, the Seagull offers impressive craftsmanship and performance, rivaling U.S. EVs that cost three times as much. Despite current tariffs preventing its sale in the U.S., the Seagull represents a significant competitive threat, and with industry experts predicting its eventual introduction into the American market. U.S. politicians and manufacturers view these Chinese EVs as a serious threat to jobs and national security, prompting the Biden administration to propose high tariffs on imported Chinese electric vehicles. Meanwhile, in Livonia, Michigan, the company CareSoft Global analyzed the Seagull, noting its efficient design and cost-effective production methods, which include BYD's expertise in battery technology and large-scale parts manufacturing. This development urges U.S. automakers to rethink their design and production strategies to stay competitive in the evolving global auto market.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, in the United States, has introduced a proactive rule requiring transmission providers to develop a 20-year strategy to enhance the resilience of the national electric grid amidst escalating climate challenges. This decision comes as various regions, including New England and Texas, face increasing demands on their electricity infrastructure due to severe weather events and rising electricity needs. For instance, New England may need to invest about $1 billion annually through 2050 to upgrade its grid. Texas is also considering better integration with the national grid to manage the impacts of extreme weather. Additionally, the growing energy requirements of data centers and technological advancements like artificial intelligence are putting further pressure on the grid. FERC Chairman Willie Phillips emphasized the urgency of moving beyond reactive measures, advocating for a robust plan to ensure a reliable electricity supply for the future, starting with the newly announced rule.
In the United Kingdom, the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, has welcomed Lois Perry as its new leader after Neil Hamilton stepped down. Lois Perry, who garnered a commanding 77.4% of the vote, is known for her right-wing commentary and frequent appearances on GB News. Besides her media presence, she founded CAR26, a group critical of mainstream climate science, and hosts a YouTube show with Andre Walker. Perry, who also represented Lawrence Fox's Reclaim Party in the Southeast, promises a leadership style free from negativity and internal strife. She emphasizes UKIP's core values, including free speech, democracy, and national sovereignty, and positions herself firmly against what she describes as a woke mind virus, the net zero policy, and Islamic extremism. Perry's vision for UKIP under her leadership includes fighting for British independence, promoting family values, and ensuring national security.
In the United States, federal energy regulators have approved a transformative rule to enhance the transmission of renewable energy sources like wind and solar power to the electric grid. This decision aligns with President Joe Biden's ambitious plan to achieve a carbon-free power sector by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions across the economy by 2050. The rule, which has been in the works for 2 years, addresses the need for a more robust power grid to accommodate increasing demands from technological advancements and the shift away from coal-fired power plants. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, led by Chairman Willie Phillips and Commissioner Allison Clements, voted in favor of the rule, which also aims to streamline the planning and cost-sharing processes for new power lines. This could significantly speed up the construction of new transmission lines, ensuring that clean, reliable, and affordable power reaches more American homes and businesses. The rule has been met with enthusiasm by Democrats and clean energy advocates who see it as a crucial step toward modernizing the nation's infrastructure and achieving long-term environmental goals.
At the Italian Open, Madison Keys humorously considered tackling climate protesters from Last Generation who disrupted her match against Sorana Sirste. Despite the interruption, which lasted nearly an hour due to confetti and attempted gluing to the stands, Keys won convincingly with scores of 6-2, 6-1. She will next face Iga Swiatek, following Swiatek's victory over Angelique Kerber. Meanwhile, Naomi Osaka was defeated by Zheng Qinwen, setting up Zheng's next match against Coco Gauff. In other matches, Stefanos Tsitsipas overcame Cameron Norrie, despite Norrie's strong belief in his ability to win. Off the court, Andy Murray is making a notable change by testing a Yonex racket, moving away from his long-used head rackets. The tournament has seen its share of excitement and surprises, both on and off the clay courts.
In the United States and Germany, Tesla is facing challenges with excess inventory, storing unsold electric cars in locations like abandoned parking lots and regional airports. Tesla produced 46,561 more vehicles than it sold in the first quarter of 2024. Leading to the use of spaces like the Chesterfield Mall parking lot near St. Louis for overflow. This mall, set for demolition to make way for a new mixed-use development, is providing temporary storage for at least 300 Tesla vehicles. Despite the storage issues, production at Tesla's Fremont, California factory continues at a brisk pace. Similarly, in Neu-Hardenberg, Germany, residents are disturbed by the noise from Tesla transporters at the local airport. Additionally, Tesla has reduced its workforce by 10% and is dealing with issues related to its Cybertruck, including a warranty covering coolant leaks for the initial 35 miles.
In India, the electric vehicle company AltaGreen, backed by Reliance, is making strides toward profitability after a challenging year. Despite a tough financial period where AltaGreen couldn't raise funds and had to lay off about 200 employees, the company is now seeing positive results from its cost-cutting measures. Amitabh Saran, the co-founder and chief executive, is optimistic as the company shifts its focus from market share to profitability, a strategy that is starting to pay off. AltaGreen, which manufactures electric three-wheelers, has raised a total of $39 million from various investors and is continuously working towards increasing its sales and revenue. The company sold 2,519 vehicles in 2023, a significant increase from previous years, and is aiming for higher profit margins by 2025. Despite operational challenges and a competitive market, AltaGreen is determined to improve its financial health and continue innovating in the electric vehicle space.
In an innovative endeavor, engineers worldwide, including those in Chile's Atacama Desert, are harnessing atmospheric moisture to tackle water scarcity. Drawing inspiration from ancient techniques used by the Inca, modern methods involve sophisticated materials like polymer mesh, which captures water from fog efficiently. This technology, capable of supplying significant amounts of drinking water, is being enhanced by researchers like Sula Stachewicz in Poland. By incorporating materials such as titanium dioxide, these meshes have become even more effective, especially under specific environmental conditions. Additionally, new advancements in radiative cooling by scientists at ETH Zurich have made it possible to collect water even during daylight, increasing the efficiency of water harvesting. Other innovative approaches include using superabsorbent materials to capture moisture in extremely arid environments, as demonstrated by Peng Wang's team in Saudi Arabia. These evolving technologies hold great promise for providing sustainable water sources in some of the driest parts of the world, reflecting a hopeful future where water scarcity could be significantly mitigated.
The Seagull, a budget-friendly electric vehicle from Chinese automaker BYD, has been making headlines and causing a stir in the United States. Priced around $12,000 in China, the Seagull offers impressive craftsmanship and performance, rivaling U.S. electric vehicles that are much more expensive. Although tariffs currently prevent the Seagull from entering the U.S. market, its potential impact is significant, reminiscent of the disruption Japanese automakers caused in the 1970s. The Biden administration is considering imposing a 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicles to protect U.S. jobs and national security. Meanwhile, U.S. companies are feeling the pressure, with Tesla's CEO Elon Musk acknowledging the superior quality of Chinese electric vehicles. In Detroit, CareSoft Global has examined the Seagull closely, noting its efficient design and cost-effective production methods. This has sparked discussions about the need for U.S. automakers to innovate and adapt to compete. The Seagull, also sold in Latin America, illustrates China's growing influence in the global electric vehicle market.
President Joe Biden of the United States is set to announce a significant increase in tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, raising them from about 25% to 100%. This move is part of a broader strategy to protect American industries, including semiconductors, solar panels, and batteries, from overwhelming competition. The decision reflects Biden's commitment to supporting U.S. workers and manufacturing, especially in crucial swing states like Pennsylvania, where he has also promised to increase steel tariffs. These measures are seen as efforts to strengthen his position for the 2024 presidential race, presenting himself as a tougher negotiator with China compared to former President Donald Trump. While some economists caution that higher tariffs might lead to increased consumer costs and heightened tensions with China, the Biden administration believes these targeted actions are necessary to safeguard American jobs and enhance the domestic production of green technologies. This approach aims to balance economic interests with environmental goals, despite potential challenges to Biden's climate agenda.
Canada is actively preparing for the upcoming wildfire season, with measures being implemented to prevent and manage potential disasters. A recent solar storm resulted in stunning displays of the Northern Lights across Canada and the United States, capturing widespread attention on social media. Meanwhile, wildfires are a pressing concern, with a significant fire near Fort McMurray, Alberta, expanding rapidly. This has prompted discussions about moving Alberta's fixed election date from May to October to avoid clashes with natural disaster seasons. Additionally, Canada's largest property and casualty insurer is launching a pilot project to help fireproof properties in Western Canada. New recruits for the BC Wildfire Service are also undergoing intensive training, readying themselves for a challenging wildfire season. Beyond wildfires, Canada is also addressing other natural emergencies, such as landslides and extreme weather, with substantial investments and legislative proposals aimed at enhancing overall safety and preparedness.
China's electric vehicle, EV, the Seagull, is making waves in the auto industry with its affordable price and quality craftsmanship. Manufactured by BYD, this compact car is priced around $12,000 in China and offers features that rival U.S. EVs costing much more. Although tariffs may prevent the Seagull from entering the U.S. market soon, its impact is already being felt globally. U.S. politicians and manufacturers view Chinese EVs as a significant threat, prompting discussions of high tariffs to protect domestic jobs and national security. The Seagull's efficient design and BYD's ability to produce high-quality, low-cost EVs are seen as a wake-up call for U.S. automakers, who are urged to innovate and adapt quickly. The car's success in China and potential in global markets underscores the shift towards more accessible EVs, challenging more expensive models and signaling a significant shift in the auto industry.